Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They had been waiting in line for 2 hours, some of them, when the president's motorcade came down 19th Street, thousands of people lining the street, steel workers, business owners, retirees, moms holding babies. Jeff Harbison is with the Missouri Bikers for Trump.
The way he's making America great, you can't go wrong. I mean, he's done everything he said he's going to do.
Some Trump fans, like Allison Vandersan of Carlton, Illinois, are gushing about the president.
I am a huge fan of our president.
What do you like about him?
I just know that he's sent here by God to save our country.
Others, like Brian Dorch, will at least go so far to say that Trump is saving Granite City.
Glad to see jobs coming back to the city. It put a lot of us guys through, and men and women through college.
Back the steel in the business.
The steel business. We worked through the summers.
But there were also dozens of protesters in Granite City, one holding an impeached Trump sign along the motorcade. Jessica Motzinger is with a group called Indivisible Metro East.
A lot of them call Trump a liar, keep your hands off our health care. There's a lot of people upset about the family separation and them deporting mothers and fathers so that they can't get in touch with their children or see them again.
Also protesting, holding several stalks of green corn, farmer's wife, Paula Shelton.
Take away the tariffs. Do not give us a bailout. Not one farmer wants that bailout. Leave us alone. We don't want to take your money.
The protesters were peaceful, but many, like Sheila Sheffer of Sauget, have a deep dislike for President Donald Trump.
Well, I feel like I'm an angry white woman, and I don't like what's happening in our government.
Trump were to roll down his window, and you could say one thing to him meaningful, what would you, just to break through and let him know your thoughts, what would you say?
Shame on you. I would say shame on you.
And finally, during the president's visit in Granite City, while they were waiting for him, there was this.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States.
Trump supporters along 19th Street started reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. One Trump supporter wore a T-shirt that said, I can explain it to you, but I can't make you understand it. With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.